I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She's more pop than soda, and she co-hosts today with Hoda. It's Watch What Happens Live at Home with Paris Hilton and Jenna Bush Hager now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight fun. MCAC on Bravo TV.
Hey everybody, welcome to Watch What Happens Live at Home. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, with two guests who've spent their lives in the spotlight while the rest of us are still figuring out how to set up our ring lights. My first guest has taken on just about every title in pop culture, actress, singer, and DJ to name a few, but I'll add one more. Since Kyle and Kim are her aunts, she's a real house niece of Beverly Hills. Her new documentary, This Is Paris, is streaming on her YouTube channel now. It's Paris Hilton. Hey, Paris.
Hello.
Great to see you. And my next guest is a former first daughter who now co-hosts today's fourth hour. Her book, Everything Beautiful in Its Time, Seasons of Love and Loss, is available now. It's Jenna Bush Hager. Hey, Jenna.
Hi. I like how you talk in rhyme. It sounds very much at home here at today's show, yeah. As you know.
Yes, that is very true. Now, do the two of you know each other? Have you ever met?
Yes, we have.
Yeah, and she was just on our show, which was so awesome. And I got, Paris, I don't know if you know this, but I've also met your boyfriend at a conference. And he emailed me afterwards and was like, she thought y'all were so awesome. You know, and this was when we could be in real life, you know. So she came into our studio about a year ago. And he wrote me and said, you were so sweet to my girlfriend. And I was like, wait, who is your girlfriend? And I realized it was you. I think it's a great match.
Thank you. Ooh. I'm so happy. He's so perfect for me in every way.
He's so smart and great, and so are you. So it seems like a good combination.
Thank you.
Oh my God, I love it. Now, my guests don't rest on their laurels, but they do sit on branches of prominent family trees. So Paris and Jenna, I want to dig into the dirt about growing up in your respective families with a Hilton and a Bush League of their own. Okay, who was the most famous person who came to your house over the holidays when you were growing up, Paris?
A lot of people, but I think Michael Jackson and Paula Abdul were some of my favorites.
Okay, that's a winner. What about you, Jenna?
I was going to say, I shouldn't go second because it's like Condoleezza Rice and she's awesome, but you know, no Paula Abdul.
Well, I don't know. Or you could say your grandpa, who was also president, which is
I could say my grandpa, who I love, but we never thought of him like that, you know? But yes, my grandpa.
Yeah, of course not. Yeah. Paris, did you get a weekly allowance from your parents growing up? And do you remember how much it was?
Yes, it was like $20 or something. It was very low.
All right. Reasonable. What about you, Jenna?
I don't really remember getting an allowance, which is odd because I'm sure we did chores and everything, but I'm not sure we got paid for it, which now they say it's good to do that. As a mother, I'm reading books about how to get your kids disciplined, and they say to do it. But no, I don't think we did.
For both of you, when is the first time you realized your life was not normal, Paris?
When I started shooting The Simple Life.
Okay, what about you, Jenna?
Well, we flew from Dallas, Texas to Washington, D.C. for my grandfather's inauguration. And we had never been to Washington before, so we were shocked by everything about it, by the White House. And my sister actually thought all grandfathers had inaugurations because our grandpa just was so kind and humble and didn't act like he was more important than anybody else. So we got home and she was like, Angie Butcher, when is your grandfather's inauguration? And she was so disappointed to find out that it was really just a one-person thing. Yeah.
Now, Paris Hilton, have you ever flown coach?
Yeah, of course. I'm not a diva. Yeah, I fly.
What about you, Jenna?
Are you kidding? Yes. Oh, really? Only. But yes. Paris and I probably have more in common than people think. Which is that? Yeah. I mean, there was Air Force One back in the day, but that's been gone for a long, long time.
Right. Right. Well, Paris, you have always been a fashion pioneer. Case in point, you made the sweatsuit a wardrobe staple 20 years before we all started wearing sweats all day while stuck at home. So I want to run through some past looks. Tell us if it's fashion or trash, hun. Okay, how about this shiny zebra print at an event in 2000? Do you stand by this?
It's fashion. I love animal prints.
Okay. Okay, what about this look in front of the Sunset Marquee in 2000?
Fashion.
Okay, how about this furry confusion outside of a nightclub in 2001?
Trashin', it's beyond. I can't even look at it.
Okay. What about this at a fashion event, Fashion Week event in 2001?
Trashin'.
You look great, listen. I could never wear that string. I think you look fab.
Thank you.
Okay. How about this? Do you stand behind this very low-cut skirt at the VMAs in 2003?
That's an iconic look. I would never rock it today, but it was so 2000, so yeah, it's fashion.
Iconic. Okay, here you are, very little Bo Peep and Jeremy Scott in LA.
I love you, Jeremy, but that outfit, the hair, it's just got to go. I was supposed to be Little Bo Peep.
Okay.
Was that a Halloween?
Now it looks like, no, that was Fashion Week in LA. What about here? You're at the Billboard Awards in all white in 2003. How do you feel about this?
It's a Valentino, so fashion.
Okay. What about this butterfly princess look at a Golden Globes party in 2004?
I love that. It's like Cinderella vibes, fashion.
I like your short hair too. Okay, here is the last one. There's a lot going on here at the 2004 VMAs.
Trashin', over it.
All right. Thank you very much, Paris Hilton. Now, most college kids come home from school with a bag of dirty laundry, but Jenna, your dad was sworn into office during your freshman year, so there's way more to unpack there. I want to revisit your days in the White House with first daughter Dish. Okay, Jenna, did you ever crush on a Secret Service agent?
There was one that was very handsome, and I didn't crush on him, but a best friend did.
Okay. Did you ever break or stain something in the Oval Office and pretend to be innocent?
Not in the Oval Office, but upstairs in the house, yes. I stained something.
What's the creepiest painting hanging in the White House?
I feel bad saying this, but for some reason, the Martha Washington painting, her portrait, it's not that flattering. It might be trashing if we want to go back to the old game. And I think she was a beautiful lady. Poor Martha, but the painting itself is a little scary.
What was your favorite thing to order from the White House chef?
Well, we were never allowed to do that. My sister and I tried to order a peanut butter and jelly when my grandpa was president, and my grandmother came down to the bowling alley and was like, "This is not a hotel. You are not allowed to order here. We eat meals at this time," and we never did it again.
Did you have a code name amongst the Secret Service?
Yes, I did. My code name was Twinkle. I take that as a compliment.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
When we went back to the White House with the Today Show peeps, we walked in and they were like, "Twinkle, welcome home." And everybody was like, "Twinkle."
Oh,
ever call you
that
Twinkle.
Is very sweet. All right. Thank you for answering those. I love that. Jenna, Julia Jansen wants to know who your dad will be endorsing for president and when.
I don't think he's going to be endorsing anybody this go around, but I'm not sure. So I think he's staying out of this one.
Really? Well, that's telling. Jenna, I love Cynthia Joe wants to know, I've always admired your grandma so much and she's so missed. What's something funny about her from your new book that might surprise people to know?
Well,
the book
I
is
mean,
a series of essays remembering your grandparents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I lost my three remaining grandparents in a span of a year. But my grandmother, Barbara, I think was kind of misunderstood. I think mainly because of the way she looked and some of the things she said, people thought she was a throwback, but she was actually kind of modern. She loved my grandfather so much, but she, even when he was president, she didn't agree publicly with everything that he did or said. And one of the things that I learned about her in writing this book is that she changed her views even in her 90s. So she had a meal with this professor here who talked to her about transgender rights. And, you know, she was saying her opinion, he was saying his. And he told me he left the meal like, "Why did I do this to this 90-year-old woman?" He felt like he'd gone too far. And then he received a letter in the mail a few weeks later that said, "You changed my mind." And I just thought, if a 90-year-old woman can sit with an open heart and listen and change her views about anything, we all could do a little bit better of a job.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, a lot was written and speculated about your grandma's relationship with Nancy Reagan, that it was not that great. What do you remember about that particularly?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I was so little. I was, you know, when she was the vice president's wife, which is actually called the second lady. I've always found that title kind of odd. You know, I was in first grade. So I don't remember it being one way or the other, but I do remember, you know, hearing that there was a strain. I know she always really respected her, and I know that they had very similar marriages. I know that she felt like the way that Nancy loved her husband was very similar to the way my grandparents loved each other. So I think they had more in common than people probably thought.
That's great. Paris, Sam G said, "I'm obsessed with your TikTok and your That's Hot challenge. How can people enter and what's," and they said, "What's the hottest thing about me?" But how can people enter?
Basically, you just go on to TikTok and say what's hot, like basically anything. And then I'm going to be reposting and duetting with people. So, yeah. And then they just put the hashtag That's Hot.
Okay, Paris, Emma J, we have a lot of viewer questions for you guys. Emma J wants to know, since you've been friends with Kim Kardashian for decades, what do you make of her marriage to Kanye? And do you speak to her about the drama in their relationship?
I think that they make a beautiful couple and they have such beautiful children. I'm so happy for them. And no, I don't get involved in drama.
I love it. Jenna, Veronica C wants to know if it's true that you tried to set your sister up with Prince Harry.
Oh yeah, I did. I tried. I actually on the show, which is, you know, probably not the most intimate way to do it. But I was interviewing him for the Today Show, and I was like, "You guys could be a really good match." And then one of his cousins watched the show, I won't say which one, and texted me afterwards, like, do you really want to make this happen? But then he met Megan, and everything else is history.
Paris, Melissa G said, you've said you've never been dumped in your life, but can you name one celebrity who tried to hit on you that you turned down?
Lots of them. I don't want to name any names.
I love it. Jenna, Frank N. wants to know how your grandma reacted when you revealed on TV that she was missing a toe on each foot. Oh,
I know. I felt she did not like that. She was disappointed in me, and I still regret that. I couldn't help it, but we were talking about people that were missing toes, and it just blurted out, and, you know, I don't know. She was like, wait, why did you feel like you had to say that? But she forgave me, luckily.
That's funny. Paris, Rochester Gal 57 said, I read your account of your time at Provo Canyon, and my heart goes out to you. I knew someone who went to a similar school in the area and has an experience the same as yours. Why tell your story now, and how can people get involved with Breaking Code Silence?
I just felt if I don't say anything, then no one is. And I want to be a voice for the voiceless. And I want to shut these places down. And people can come forward and tell their story and put hashtag Breaking Code Silence. And we are starting a movement to make change. And thank you for all your support, everyone out there. I really just really appreciate it.
It seems like this your story about what happened to you at this school is kind of going viral. Like, other people are piping up and saying a similar thing happened to me at the school. Has the school responded yet?
Yeah, of course they're saying that they deny it and that there's new management, but I've spoken to people who have just been pulled out of there even like a week ago, and the abuse is still happening. So they're just trying to cover themselves so that they don't get sued.
Wow. Well, I'm glad that was brave of you to share your story.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that it will do good for people to hear.
Listening to that, Paris, is heartbreaking. And you really are. You're making change. And it's so important that people feel empowered to share their heartbreak.
Thank you.
Well, since you both had the unique experience of growing up in a famous sister pair, I want to see how much you have in common with your sister from Another Mister. It's time to play Never Have I Ever Sister Edition. I'm going to run through experiences you may have had as part of a famous sister pair. Anytime the statement applies to you, sip your drink. Have you ever blamed your sister for something you didn't want to get in trouble for? Okay. Have you ever had a crush on the same guy as your sister?
Barbara and I have such different taste. Do you, Paris? You and Nikki? Yeah, we have such different taste that I really didn't. Maybe in seventh grade, but past.
Have you ever stolen something from your sister's closet?
Yes.
Yeah, you both have. Have you ever gotten into a... Yeah. Have you ever gotten into a physical fight with your sister? Oh, I love it, Jenna Bush.
I mean, I write about it. Oh, you have too, Paris? Good. You drank a little
good.
I want to do a Steve Madden mule. Remember those Steve Madden mules that everybody wore in, like, you know, the 90s? I once threw it.
Yeah.
We were at a Rangers game, a baseball game, and we were getting dressed, and we were upstairs, and I threw it at her head, and it bled, and I felt so bad that I was like, please do not tell mom and dad. If you tell mom and dad, I will tell them, beep. And so anyway, Barbara still holds it against me. She's like, that isn't you. I can't believe you acted like that. But I was 13.
Wow. That's good. Okay. And Paris, you have a special little friend there with you.
Yes. My new baby.
Is that a baby lion? What is that?
It's a little Pomsky. It's like half Pomeranian, half Siberian Husky. A little rascal.
Oh my God, so cute. What is the dog's name?
I haven't named him yet because I just got him yesterday. So he's so cute. I don't even know what to name him.
He's so cute. Oh,
my God. I think you should name him Andy.
Yes. Oh, my God.
All right. It is time to take a journey into the past with...
This Day in Bravo History.
All right. Tonight, we're throwing it back to this day in 2014 when I had clear eyes and a full heart because the incredible Connie Britton was here on Watch What Happens Live, and I got to fulfill some fantasy Friday Night Lights role play. I loved this so much. Here we are.
Did you by chance make it your personal mission to take over the education of Tim Riggins?
I don't even want to ask you if you knew he was cheating.
No, I didn't know he was cheating. and I know school's important.
It does not do Tim Riggins a bit of good to grow up ignorant, mean, and dumb.
And scene!
Oh my God. By the way, I love that I capped off that scene with the gayest football toss ever. What can I say? That's how I throw a football. I want to thank Paris and Jenna for being here. Tomorrow night, we've got some Housewives podcast superstars with the ultimate Beverly Hills reunion breakdown. Watch our after show on Twitter Live right now. We'll see you later.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, we are back with our Watch What Happens Live after show. Paris Hilton stars in This Is Paris, available on Paris's YouTube channel now. And Jenna Bush Hager's book is called Everything Beautiful in Its Time, Seasons of Love and Loss, available now. I have some more questions for you both. Paris, when Bren SF once says, I have a burning question for Paris. Have you been to a Walmart yet?
Yes, I love Walmart. I knew exactly what Walmart was. I'm not a dumb blonde, just very good at pretending to be one.
Yes, she is. If you watch the documentary, you will see, you will hear all about this character that she created, and it's quite fascinating. Jenna, Trisha P. said, do you think people overreacted when you stuck your tongue out at the paparazzi back when you were younger?
I mean, I don't know. Did people overreact? I'll tell you, I remember doing it. I was with my dad and my sister, and I was like, people don't even know what's going on in here. Like, watch this. And Barbara and I constantly harassed him and tried to make him laugh. And then I was down in the hotel gym doing the elliptical, and I looked up on the TV, and there was like my little face with the spotlight on it. Like, and it was on the local news. And I was like, oh no, I better get back up to the hotel room and tell dad that this thing like went out. But no, I don't, did people overreact? I can't remember if people...
Let me ask you this. Did your dad overreact? What was his reaction?
My dad was just like, Jen, this is so typical. You know, he thought it was... I mean, he thought it was funny. I think he really wanted Barbara and I to have normal childhoods, you know, and we did until he became president. And then there's no guidebook, but his whole thing was like, y'all can be normal college kids. Like, you go be you. And then he realized pretty soon after that we... really couldn't be normal college kids. But his reactions were always filled with grace and love. He wasn't the type to shame us for acting silly.
Do you have a relationship or a friendship or a sisterhood with the other kids of first families? Like, do you know Chelsea Clinton? I know that Yes. You know the Obama girls. Yeah.
Yes, I do. We really do in some ways. I mean, we reach out to each other. Chelsea and I see each other around, or we used to. Now I don't see anybody, but we used to see each other around New York City, and I reach out to the Obama girls and you know, vice versa. But we do. There is a sisterhood because it's so few of us that we know, you know, what it's like and the beauty of it and living history and also some of the difficulties.
Do you know Amy Carter?
I met Amy Carter once. I did a show on Christmas at the White House, and I got to meet her via. But no, I don't know her that well. I really don't. I should reach out.
We never
hear know
about
her?
Amy Carter anymore.
Do you know Amy Carter?
No, I don't. We never hear about Amy Carter anymore. That's why I asked. Paris, Carla S. wants to know if it's true you turned down The Hills reboot. And if so, do you feel like you dodged a bullet since it was such a mess?
Yes, I did say no to it a ton of times.
Were you in The Hills? Why would they? You weren't in The Hills the first time, were you?
No, but they wanted me both times and said no.
I have to assume that you have been... Paris, I have to assume you've been offered so many reality shows that you've turned down all of them. Am I right?
Every single day we get different calls, people pitching shows, and I always say no. I'm too focused on my business. I don't have time for that.
Was there anything that you were close to saying yes to?
No. I actually just, when they call me or something, I always just say I don't have time.
Right. Well, the documentary is called This is Paris. It's available on Paris's YouTube channel now. Get Jenna's book, Everything Beautiful in Its Time, Seasons of Love and Loss, available now. And you can catch her on the Today Show every day. Thank you two so much. This was really fun. For more,
Thank
click
you,
around
guys.
BravoTV.com. Thanks, guys.
Bye. Bye, Paris. Bye, Andy.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.